flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And we're joined now, as we are every Patriots Monday, by Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. He joins us here, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Hunter Henry, how are we doing this week?
Good, guys.
Better performance yesterday from you guys, despite the loss. A close game against a team that is Super Bowl caliber. What was working well for you guys in the first half?
We were just able to stay ahead of the chains, manageable third downs. Obviously, we picked up a lot of third downs early. I feel like we were just controlling the ball, moving the ball forward, not having many negative plays, not many penalties. When we play that kind of brand of football, we're a really good offense.
Hunter, it seems like you and Austin Hooper really had some success early yesterday. You were getting open for some key first downs as well. You went 4-for-40 on the day with a touchdown. Hooper 4-for-55. Was there something you saw in Buffalo's defense, which I know had a secondary that was kind of banged up, that made you guys think the tight ends could feed yesterday?
I think we go into every game that feeling that way, to be honest with you. Hoops is a tremendous player. A guy I love going out there and competing with. We're confident in just the players we are. I feel like we step into every game feeling like we're ready to go.
Career year for you, Hunter, in terms of receptions and yards to this point, but just your second touchdown yesterday. So, number one, congrats on getting into the end zone. And number two, what have some of your struggles been in the red zone this season to get that touchdown number up for you a little bit more?
Yeah, we haven't gotten down there a ton, the opportunities are a little bit down, but, other guys have also been called upon to make plays, which is huge. It's all about, at the end of the day, just score a touchdown as a team, man. It's not about myself getting in the end zone or whatever it is. It's just finding a way to get in the end zone in any aspect. So it is what it is. I'm always trying to make plays and do as much as I can to help the team. If that's maybe drawing eyes in a way to open up other guys. I don't know what that looks like sometimes, but, it's just been, I've had some unfortunate things too. I've been down there a little bit. But the red zone is very hard. It's tight. It's quick windows close really fast. So things happen really fast down there. It can be really hard to get the end zone in the red zone sometimes.
Hunter, there was the design run play for Drake May, which we really hadn't seen much of so far this season. We weren't even expecting many of them. And then there's that one down in the red zone later on. And it looks like you're kind of almost like playing the tackle part on the stretch run. And we were expecting him to cut in. He goes outside and you get called for like a little bit of a ticky-tack holding call down there. How tough is it to try to maintain that block? And were you frustrated when that when you saw the laundry come out?
Yeah, I mean, you know, any block is tough at this level. But I got to be better. I got to, you know, make it easier on Drake. It's not on him. I got to be better and make a better block. So it is what it is. I mean, the refs called it. And, I mean, I definitely probably got away with, you know, I definitely was holding in some aspects. So it is hard. But I need to be better with my fundamentals in that aspect so that that doesn't happen.
Talking to Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. He joins us here on Patriots Monday. Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Hunter, I know you're a tight end on the team. It's not your call at the end of the day. But if it were up to you, should Jerod Mayo be back next year as head coach of the New England Patriots?
Yes.
Why?
Because he's our leader, man. I mean, y'all like to debate and all that stuff. But, I mean, he's been so consistent. And who he is, all the guys rally behind him. He's a tremendous leader. He's been super consistent no matter, you know, how crappy of a year we've had. I feel like we're still improving and getting better in a lot of aspects. And he's a leader that I love following.
Okay, so yesterday, Hunter, you guys get out to a really fast start. Awesome first drive, big touchdown to Booty. Then another drive later on, 14-0. So there must have been some sort of renewed sense of urgency or something that went on behind the scenes at practice that led you guys to come out like gangbusters yesterday. What was that? And do you guys think it's possible to sort of like bottle that up and reuse it every week or reformulate that so you guys can finish strong and try to start building momentum for next year?
I don't think it was anything crazy, man. We were just playing ahead of the chains, playing the brand of football that we want to play. We've done that throughout this year at times. There's times we have not done that. So I don't think it was anything special. We're just playing a clean brand of football, not turning the ball over, staying ahead of the chains, you know, setting the ball, running the football, being really balanced. So I don't think it was anything.
Hunter, if you're still – oh, I'm sorry. You were breaking up a little bit. It's 4th and 6, 8:33 to go. You're down 10. In the fourth quarter, as an offense, do you want to stay on the field and go for that?
Well, what was the distance?
4th and 6.
I say punt it. And our defense has been playing good. Play a field position game and then have our defense get stopped because they've been playing pretty solid. So why not?
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you mentioned earlier when I asked you guys about how the tight ends were performing yesterday, if there was a secret in the defense. Austin Hooper has been a very pleasant surprise as the season has progressed, and you said you really enjoy playing alongside. Would you start lobbying to get him to come back here next year? And since you guys have such good continuity with Drake May and yourselves in that tight end room?
I would love to have Hoop back. You know, at the end of the day, it's going to be a decision between him and the front office and all that. But, yeah, I would love to have Hoop back, man. He's a guy that I, like I said, just a tremendous player in this league, man. Done a lot of great things. You know, we complement each other in so a lot of ways. We see the game in a similar way too. So, you know, he has a lot of snaps of football at this level under his belt. So it's always good to have a guy like that in the room with me.
We got a couple of Christmas games on Christmas Day on Wednesday on Netflix. What are your thoughts about playing on Christmas Day as a player? I know you're not playing in those games today, but what are your thoughts about playing Wednesday games on Christmas in the tail end of the season?
Yeah, man, that's tough, man. I'm not gonna lie, that is playing a Wednesday game is pretty wild. I'm pretty sure those guys are playing like three games in 11 days, so. Yeah, I mean, hopefully there's good ratings on these games because, man, that's definitely a tough turnaround for those guys.
Yeah, the ratings on previous Christmas days as the NFL has just come in and completely taken over where the NBA used to be king on Christmas Day, Hunter, they're massive. Like, they're 20, 30 million viewers at a time. Like, it's a big deal. But let's walk it back to the night before. Imagine you guys have a little time off. It's Christmas Eve. Kids are finally in bed. Hunter and Mrs. Henry get a chance to relax. What do you like?
Go on.
Do you feed up, crack a beverage, watch a holiday movie, wrapping gifts? What's like the Christmas Eve at the Henry house about?
Yeah, we'll probably now that we got young ones, we'll probably be building a few toys and getting things ready. I always have my annual glass of eggnog. So I'm a big eggnog guy, so I'll have that, and then, yeah, man, just relax and get ready for a big day ahead of on Christmas with my kids.
Let me give you a little tip. A big eggnog guy here as well. The best way to go about it, Hunter, is instead of just doing like rum or bourbon, put a little Kahlua and vodka in there, like a white Russian. You make a yellow Russian. It is the most sublime holiday drink.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Good advice there.
All right, Hunter Henry, Merry Christmas. Enjoy the eggnog. We'll talk soon.
All right, guys. Merry Christmas.
All right. Yeah, you too, buddy.
Hunter Henry on a Patriots Monday.